WWEG, WWEG HD1 Myersville.
The lights have gone down, and it's time to rock.
Welcome to Ego Concert Classics, featuring live cuts from your favorite bands from the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
Here's your host, Aaron Shaw, on 106.9 The Eagle.
Hey, it's Aaron Shaw. Thanks for joining me for another edition of Eagle Concert Classics. Tonight, we're taking a look at some big 80s icons, Madonna and Michael Jackson. I mean, you pretty much can't think about 80s music without thinking about these two. We're going to start things off with a live set from Madonna. The first song I'm going to play was her very first hit off of her very first album. And it's one of her favorites as well. Here's Madonna, Holiday.
Thank you. ever in every nation.
Thank you. You've been so amazing.
We'll be right back.
106.9 The Eagle. You're listening to Eagle Concert Classics. That was Madonna with La Isla Bonita, and that song has a Michael Jackson connection to it. Songwriter and producer Patrick Leonard actually wrote the song for Michael Jackson. Jackson didn't like the title and turned down the song. He offered it to Madonna, rewrote a few of the lyrics, and it hit number 4 for her. The music video for this next scene was iconic and all over MTV. It featured Madonna in a pink dress recreating Gentlemen Prefer Blondes, of course playing the Marilyn Monroe type. And the song title unfortunately became her nickname. She didn't like it. The song went all the way up to number 2. Here's Material Girl.
You have to sing along.
It's true love. You're the one.
so many times. Those teardrops, they won't fall again. I'm so excited because you're my best friend. So if you should ever doubt, wonder.
The Eagle. You're listening to Eagle Concert Classics. I'm your host, Erin Shaw. That was Madonna with True Blue. The inspiration for that song was her then-husband, Sean Penn. That was one of his favorite expressions, so she wrote the whole album pretty much about her feelings for him. Obviously, they didn't last, but the album still holds up. The next song I'm going to play was originally supposed to be a B-side. The single they were going to release was Keep It Together, but when they played it to record executives, they said it was too good to be a B-side, and they were right, because that song went straight to number one. Here's Vogue.
Shut up!
Nashville. You're listening to Eagle Concert Classics. I'm your host, Erin Shaw. That was Madonna with Open Your Heart. It's an 80s icon show, first half featuring Madonna. That song, Open Your Heart, originally written for Cyndi Lauper, but she never even got to hear the demo. Madonna recorded it and made it more of a dance track, and it was a number one hit for her. She's got a lot of those. Somebody else almost had this song as well. The Temptations almost took it to record it, but when they heard Madonna was going to record it, they decided to turn it down. Coming up in the next half of the show, we can't have the 80s without hearing from Michael Jackson. I've got a live set from him coming up next. Don't go anywhere.